you very much. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Q2 report from Tethys Oil. We have quite a good quarter behind us. All numbers point in the right direction, namely upwards. Revenue is up, EBITDA is up, and operating result is up. The production from our star performer Blocks 3 and 4 is up to 11,733 barrels of oil per day, which is within range, albeit in the lower part of the range that we have guided for. Selling price, of course, is up. As you all know, oil prices have gone up. We achieved $65.6 per barrel in the second quarter, and that is, of course, reflecting the fact that we lag spot price by 2 months. So the third quarter should expect to see a higher oil price than this one. Cash still healthy at $35.8 million, down from the $52 million we had in Q1, but most of that is because we distributed $19 million to our shareholders. And then we also did a prepayment of a cash call. So we continue to generate a substantial amount of free cash from our Omani asset. More importantly, maybe the growth aspect. The discoveries of last year are undergoing appraisal and development, and so far the results are quite encouraging. They are well within expectations or slightly better than expectations. And the early production facility that is being installed on the Ulfa discovery to accommodate production from the Ulfa and Erfan fields, Ulfa and Summer fields, is well underway, and we expect it to be up and running during the fourth quarter. We should increase our production once that happens. And for the future, we have completed 750 kilometers square kilometers of 3D seismic around the producing fields to expand our inventory of leads and prospects. The asset base is pretty much the same as the first quarter, with the Omani as being by far the ones where most of the action takes place. We have Blocks 3 and 4, of course, where we have our production, but we also have our exploration license, Block 49, in the southern part of Oman, where work is gearing up. Distribution, 6 crowns per share for 2018, the highest we've done so far. That reflects, of course, the very good year we had in 2017, and it is, of course, we are well on trend for  2018 to continue a high distribution to shareholders also for the future. Reserves and resources. Well, we focus on the 2P number for the December 31st, 2017 of 22, and of course, a large part of the exercise for 2018 is to move everything from right to left, i.e., move 3P numbers into 2P and move the contingent resources into reserves. And that is, of course, dependent on the appraisal and development of the discoveries from last year, where we stand at 17.3 of 2C and 27.3 of 3C. And as I mentioned, the appraisal results are well within expectations or slightly better, and the Ulfa production facility is being constructed. Otherwise, production for the last quarters has been reasonably steady, plus minus 12,000 barrels a day, and both Q1 and Q2 has been within the range 11 to 13, but on in the lower half below 12,000 barrels a day for the daily average. And as we guide in this report, we expect to stay within range, but we will expect also to move into the higher end of the range once the Ulfa EPF is up and running, something we expect should happen during the fourth quarter. In those words, I would like to hand the floor to Jesper to discuss our numbers in more detail. Jesper, please.
Thank you, Magnus, and good morning, everyone. I continue on slide 7, production blocks 3 and 4. During the quarter, we saw an average production of just below  12,000, being 11,733 barrels of oil per day, which is an increase of close to 200 barrels per day compared to Q1. Moving on to slide 8. During the quarter, we experienced an oil sales price of $65.6 compared to $63.7 during Q1. Note that our selling price lags the spot price by 2 months, and we expect the current share price, oil price to become visible in Q3. During the quarter, Q2, we saw the Oman blend differential to Brent slightly below the average, and it is now back into more normal regions, so that will also benefit us during Q3. Revenue and in other income, the total was $36.4 million during the quarter, which is an increase by 6% compared to Q1. This is composed of revenue of $34.7 million, and other income being the underlift movement of $1.7 million. Expenses, slide 10. The production costs remain at a higher level than during 2017, and this is due to, among other things, diesel costs, consumables, and rentals of equipment. This is related to the majority of our current production being from mature fields, and mature fields have a higher production cost relative to new production in our case. We expect this to change somewhat once we have the Ulfa EPF up and running. The administrative expenses for the quarter were $1.9 million, and in Q2, we account for the incentive program and hence the above the admin expenses coming in above Q1 and Q4. OpEx and netback per barrel, an increase of 8% compared to the previous quarter, with a netback of a healthy $23.7. Going forward, we expect the current oil price, Brent oil price, to be reflected in our oil sales price during Q3, and we expect lower OpEx per barrel when the Ulfa EPF is up and running. So this should equate to a positive development of the netback. EBITDA. Our EBITDA margin for the quarter was 67%, compared to 63% in Q1, and the absolute number was $24.3 million in EBITDA for Q2. Looking at our balance sheet on page 13. At period end, we had a net cash position of $35.8 million, and this is after having paid $19 million as distribution to shareholders during the quarter. And we also had an early payment of a monthly cash call amounting to $7.3 million during Q2. This means that during Q3, we expect to pay only two cash calls, monthly cash calls, since we have paid four during the second quarter. Looking at the investments, oil and gas investments, the CapEx number was 13.2 for the quarter, and majority of this, a vast majority of this relates to blocks 3 and 4. And our guidance is $53 million-$62 million for 2018, and there is no change in that guidance. So what did we get for the amounts invested? Well, we continue drilling at a high pace with 14 wells completed during the quarter. A large part of this was appraisal and production, 10 wells, of which 3 relate to the new discoveries. We continued our water injection program on the Farha South field, and also drilled 1 well on Shahad. And with that, I hand back to Magnus. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jesper. So, we drilled a number of wells, and all wells are important, but some wells are more important than other wells. And among the most important wells that we are drilling for the current, that we drilled for the current quarter, and that we will continue to drill, are, of course, the appraisal wells of last year's discoveries. So, let's focus a little bit in more detail on those. This slide shows the Erfan discovery. It's a nice elongated structure. The discovery well was slightly deviated on top of the structure. Confirmed, of course, discovery, oil, nice, good, lightish oil in the high thirties, API-wise. A very good seismic coverage, 3D, of course, and we immediately set up to design an appraisal program. And so far, another 3 wells have been drilled, all confirming good reservoir quality and all confirming that the discovery is going to deliver as promised. Erfan is nicely situated, not only 6 kilometers away from the Saiwan East field, which means that it's possible to hook it up to the Saiwan East production facilities. So, all the 4 wells that have been drilled have been in intermittent production during the appraisal phase, where we, of course, also try to understand how best to optimize the production from the Erfan field. The appraisal program is slated to continue, at least, for the end of the year, when we would expect to have more of an FDP in place. But so far, Erfan is proving to be a quite an important discovery, and we are very happy with the results so far. Turning to the Alpha appraisal and development, a possibly slightly larger structure than Erfan, also a little bit more complicated. As you can see, we have a few faults that actually intersect the structure. But here again, the appraisal program has been quite successful, and the Ulfa 2 and 3 wells, drilled on the other side of the fault from the discovery well, has confirmed the reservoir, its extension, and also its good qualities. And the intermittent testing that has been going on here has also given good results. We will drill a fourth well here in the fourth quarter, and of course, what we're trying to do here is step it out a little bit towards the northern end of the structure. Ulfa is in a position close to the Farha field, but Farha is running at capacity, and testing that has taken place has gone through the Farha facilities, but we have had to cut back some of the Farha wells in order to accommodate for the Ulfa testing. And that's why, of course, why we are expect production to average daily production to increase once we can connect all of Ulfa to its own facilities during the fourth quarter this year.
And the same goes for the Samha appraisal. One well has been tested, one other well to be drilled. This chestnut-formed structure is quite homogeneous and well understood, and results are in very much according to expectations, or slightly better here. The wells will be connected to the OFA EPF, and so when OFA is fully up and running, we will have some six production wells to be hooked up immediately, which of course we are eagerly awaiting. And with the appraisal results so far, we are also way underway of moving contingent resources into reserves, but of course we'll have to wait until year end to see what our auditors think of the program so far. But so far, the appraisal of last year's discoveries have been quite successful. But that is, of course, not the end of our potentials. The next slide shows the outline of blocks 3 and 4. The light blue is the existing seismic that we have had for as the base for our exploration and development so far, and the dark blue are the additions that we have done this and last year, which are currently being interpreted. And centered around the Farah fields, the Shahad group of fields, and the Sawan field with the Erfan, Urfa, and Salma discoveries, you can see that we have a number of leads and prospects, particular in the new 3D areas that's currently being interpreted. And we have absolutely no shortage of new Ulfa, Samas, and Arafans to look for in the upcoming months and years. We expect at least one more exploration well to be drilled in 2018, and most likely that's going to be drilled in the seismic area just south of Farah. We have the exploration well Lugia in the south of Block 4 that was drilled during the first quarter. We did some evaluation, and the evaluation will pick up again in the third quarter, and we'll see if that can actually open up maybe the southern area to additional work. So to sum up, we have had an active program in blocks 3 and 4, and we're still very much in an exploration and appraisal phase to offset what we see of declining production from our older fields. You know, we've actually been in production since 2010, so we can only be expected that some of the early discoveries should now be a little bit older. But as long as we have plenty of new discoveries and a large number of leads and prospects, we do not fear that we'll go in decline for several years to come. And that's on blocks 3 and 4. Turning to block 49, this is the block that we signed in November of 2017. It's quite a large block, about half the size of 3 and 4. It's located in a much less explored area of Oman. Nine well drilled, however several with oil shows. And we are well underway, both with getting to know this part of Oman, the southern part, and also in evaluating the legacy data. We've been working hard at understanding how a petroleum system works here, and we have reprocessed 1,000 kilometers of legacy seismic with very good results, I should say. The resolution is markedly improved, and both the resolution on the maps and also the ability to see deeper targets has been greatly enhanced. We are currently interpreting the reprocessed seismic, and based on that interpretation, we will then be in a position to decide what's going to be our next step in exploring for oil in Block 49. And that pretty much sums up this quite good quarter for Tethys. Turn to highlights, of course, the appraisal and development of last year's discoveries are at the core of this year's work program. The additional seismic collected on three and four is at the core of future years' exploration programs. Luja can yield some interesting results when we continue the evaluation of that exploration well in the southern parts of Block 4. And of course, we look at least one more exploration well in the near field area to the existing production. Production, in line with expectations, should increase during the fourth quarter once the Alpha EPF is up and running, and Block 49 is well underway according to plan towards understanding that block and hopefully make a commercial oil find. On that note, we'd like to open up the floor to questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question for our speakers, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. After you're announced, you can ask your question. Please hold for the first question. Once again, if you do have a question, please dial 01 on your telephone keypads now. And we have one question coming through so far. That's from Carl Peterson of ABG. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Good morning, guys. Just to clarify a bit on the outlook in terms of production going forward and also in terms of your prospects, when should we expect to see results and could you give any indications on production levels for 2019 given your Alpha EPF coming at the end of this year?
At this stage, the only additional guidance we've given is that we expect production once Alpha EPF is up and running to move from still within range, 11-13, but move into the upper half rather than the lower half. And we will get back to 19 at the latest in connection with our Q4 report.
Okay. And also in terms of your entitlement share, do you expect how much of the investments, keeping investment levels flat, how do you expect this level to develop going forward? Do you think you'll see a lower net entitlement in the next few years?
Eventually, obviously, we will see a lower net entitlement, but given the investment and given the exploration potential, we would not expect that in the near term.
Okay. So in keeping investment levels and the revenue base flat for
That's what we would expect.
Foreseeable future. When would you then expect to go into or see your net entitlement level declining?
Eventually, of course. But with more than 20 leads and prospects, we have a lot of work to do. And of course, with the profit split being 80-20, in effect, 80% of the risk of any exploration well is borne by the government. So we have a strong incentive to continue to explore and develop the blocks.
Obviously, the higher oil price that we see depletes the cost pool more rapidly, but we do appreciate the high oil price. So we will get back on the matter once we get nearer to budget and work program for 2019 and the long-term plan, and based on the oil price development, which is a great contributor to the calculations on the cost pool.
And actually, of course, Jesper has a point there. If oil prices move into a very high territory, we may not be able to keep step with investments. But I think where would you see that? I don't think we would complain anyway.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, if there are any further questions, please dial 01 on your telephone keypads now. And we have one further question coming through. That's from Taro Kiely of GMP First Energy. Please come ahead. Your line is open.
Hi, guys. Thanks. Excuse me. Thank you very much for that. Just a quick one. Given the more lenient OPEC, non-OPEC constraints on production, does that affect you guys? Could you go above, I think the previous was 12.3 thousand. Are you allowed to go above that? I know there's a recommendation, is that word, I think. But
let me phrase it this way. I mean, we stand by our guidance, and we do not believe we will have any problems within the 11 to 13,000 range.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much.
And if there are any further questions, please dial 01 on your telephone keypads now. Okay, there seems to be no further questions at this time, so I'll hand back to our speakers for the closing comments.
Well, in that case, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening, and thanks for the questions. Look forward to seeing you again, or listening to you again, or for you to listen to us again on the 6th of November, when the Q3 numbers should be out. Thank you.